2005 has been very eventful in the bass fishing business, but it's also been very eventful for the boat business. And with me today is president of Triton Boats, Earl Benz, and welcome to the program, Earl.
Terry, great to be on with you.
Well, you know, 2005 was eventful for a lot of things. You know, bass has changed a lot of things. Of course, FLW is, but a lot of things changed for Triton Boats as well.
Well, that's right. We're now part of Brunswick Corporation, Terry, and I tell you, I couldn't be any happier, not just for our employees and our dealers, but our customers as well.
When you look at what that brings to the table, and I know, you know, when you do something like that, you really have to think it through and really put all the variables on the table. You talked about employees, you talked about the customer and that kind of stuff. But what does Brunswick bring to the table for Triton that maybe you didn't have before?
Well, you know, for one thing, Terry, it gives us much greater access to better market research data, more technical expertise, and sharing technologies, systems, and applications with great boat brands such as Hatteras Yachts, Sea Ray, Boston Whaler, Lund, Crestliner, Lowe, you know, the 18 different boat companies that are part of the Brunswick Boat Group, not to mention the fact all of the things that we do close concert with Mercury Outboards, which is also a part of Brunswick, as we are, in developing markets around the world. So it's opened up a lot of international business for us. We didn't have access before, even though we had, prior to the Brunswick acquisition, we had dealers in Japan and dealers in Australia and dealers in Russia and Europe. But it's opened up so many more doors for us. And I guess the long-term future of Triton, it just ensures the success of Triton for many, many years to come for our employee and our dealer partners. And then, of course, you know, this is going to result in greater resale value for our consumers as well, the people that own our boats.
Well, you really had a great relationship already with Mercury. I know a lot of transoms had Mercury's on them. And, you know, when you think about it, you think about design and some of those kind of things. So you probably had that all well under control already. But is it, you know, when you match a motor and you match a boat together, any synergies that you can build now that you might not have been able to before?
There's no question. I mean, their engineering department has already been down here. We did enjoy a close working relationship with Mercury. And, you know, I began my career as a race driver for Mercury many years ago. So I have a lot of close ties there, and I've always enjoyed a good relationship. But now, rather than just being friends and business associates as we were in the past, we're now business partners with Mercury. So being part of the Brunswick umbrella, we're a $5.5 billion company. It gives us a lot of assets to do a lot of things. And any time that you can closer marry the boat and engine combination, you're going to end up with a better overall product for the consumer.
Well, there's no question about it, and that's where the rubber meets the road. And there's been some good rubber meet the road for you guys lately. You guys have taken a leadership role in a lot of areas with anglers and sponsorships and that kind of thing. But recently, the addition of Greg Hackney and Aaron Martins has to really make you happy and put a smile on your face.
You know, what a great compliment to the rest of our team. You know, the Shaw Grigsby's, the Gary Kleins, all of the great pros, the Guy Akers, the guys that have been on our team. We were so pleased to get Greg and Aaron. They're both outstanding fishermen. But most importantly, I think that they're great, outstanding individuals supported by an equally outstanding family. Both of them have great family values. They've got the support that they need from their family to help them pursue their career of fishing. And, you know, they're great sticks. Obviously, he put a fishing rod in their hand. I tell you, I did a show with Greg Hackney back in June. Man, that guy is a machine. And Aaron Martin finishing second in three out of the last four classics. I mean, his time is coming. The guy thinks like a fish. And you know, this business today of professional fishing, it's about winning and getting the exposure on television. They're going to get a lot of exposure for us. But most importantly, they really fit the mold of what we're looking for in angler to represent our company, and that's a class act individual. And each of these guys exemplify that. They're gentlemen. They conduct themselves as professionals. They give us great product feedback, and we're so pleased that they made the decision to come on board with us.
Well, you know, you've been doing this for a long time and have been involved with angling a long time. And, you know, you look at some of the sponsorships and some of the things that are coming down the pike for these guys, you know, it's really starting to shape up into a pretty neat business for a lot of brands. And when I say brands, that's the angler, isn't it?
Well, they are building their brand. And what ESPN is doing, They've done in other sports, college basketball, for instance, wasn't even on the radar screen. And look at how popular it is today on television and the huge fan base that's been built out there for different college basketball teams. And NASCAR and what they did in NASCAR by not just airing the races, but showing the lifestyle of the drivers when they were off the track. And they are doing the same thing with fishermen today. And the new Elite Series that's just been announced, I just can't tell you. I mean, these are things that we dreamed about years ago happening to our sport. Now ESPN is bringing it to fruition. It's becoming a reality. And, you know, since they purchased Bass, 4 or 5 years ago, Terry, they've established the Weekend Series that now gives somebody a tournament circuit that he can fish for serious money within an hour and a half drive of his home. And use that as the first rung on the ladder, if you will, to graduate from there to the tours to the elite. If he really is interested in pursuing a career as a professional angler, or if he has a great job and just wants to enjoy fishing a circuit close to home. So, you know, they've done so many wonderful things, and I'm really excited about it.
Well, you know, you look at the Federation, and you have to be affiliated with a club, and you know, that's one of the things that there's a lot of anglers out there, and I'm sure you in the boat business, you know there's a lot of guys that aren't affiliated with clubs, and the Weekend Series does give them that leverage to be able to reach further into the bass boat market or the fishing market or tackle market or wherever it may be.
Well, those are our customers. Those are the guys that buy our boats. And, you know, while the professional fishermen serve as role models and great spokesmen for us, they are our eyes and ears, if you will, on what's going on with boats and giving new ideas and that back to us so that we can develop new products and stay on the leading edge in features and benefits and in product innovation and so many things that we've come out with on our boats are from feedback that we get not just from our professional anglers but from the average weekend anglers that I happen to meet at a boat show around the country that come up and say, you know, boy, it'd really be neat if you could do this. And that's how a lot of the feedback from these tournament fishermen helps us design the products of tomorrow.
Well, there's no doubt about it. Our sport is in an evolution period. And you know, Earl, I guess as a visionary yourself, you know, in building boats and doing what you do in your business model, you chose a couple of years ago as the president of Triton to be involved with Bass. And it sounds to me like you're pretty happy with that decision.
Well, we're very happy with it. Since ESPN has purchased Bass, and I've had a long-standing relationship with Bass, even when another boat company was the sponsor of Bass. Bass is the premier fishing organization in the world. And it is, when you run an ad in Bassmaster magazine, you know that guy that's reading that is interested in bass fishing. So it's a target, it's a rifle shot to our target audience, if you will. But when we made the decision to become the official boat of Bass, it was a huge financial commitment, but I'm looking at it as making an investment in the future to help grow our sport. And now what ESPN is doing is creating this 11 tournament elite series. They're going to give us more visibility than ever and hopefully create more awareness and show more people that fishing is a fun recreational activity. It's an alternative to other types of recreation. And what a better way to spend a day on the water with a son or a daughter or a grandson or a granddaughter than fishing. And fishing, as you know, Terry, is the number of participants the last 15 years has been pretty flat. It's not growing and keeping up with the growth of the U.S. population. So another thing I want to mention here that goes in line with that is the Recreational Fishing and Boating Foundation is starting and embarking on a new program, as we are with the National Marine Manufacturers Association. It's a mentor program, and that is the intimidation factor of people that don't know how to fish. Those of us who do, we're being challenged to teach someone how to fish, how to catch fish, so take out the intimidation. And if we teach someone, they'll teach someone else. And then it's just the old pyramid effect. You know what I'm saying?
Well, absolutely. You know, it's always more fun. The catching part's always more fun than the fishing part. There's no doubt about that. Earl, you know, Triton boats and Mercury outboards and all the things that are coming down with ESPN are all great for our sport. And I look forward to seeing you out on the show circuits coming up pretty quick.
Well, that is. I tell you, I'm trying to get my hunting in this time of the year. Because when January starts, you know, we work 7 days a week for about three or four consecutive months. So I enjoy the shows, enjoy meeting my customers, and whether it's an aluminum customer or fiberglass, saltwater, freshwater. I mean, a fisherman is someone, regardless of what he does for a living, he's the fellow that I've got a lot in common with.
Well, thanks for being with us here at Bass Fan Radio.
Good. Appreciate you having me on, Terry.
I'm Terry Brown, and this indeed has been Bass Fan Radio.